God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening. Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. Tonight, we're going to take a look at God's word can be trusted again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Oh, don't be a pushover, friends. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, I want to be sharing with you partly from a dear friend of mine. His name is Steve Reisner, a regular writer for Worldview Warriors. You can find his postings at worldviewwarriors.org. Click the blog tab. It'll take you there. Tonight, wanted to take a look at just can scripture truly be trusted, you know, in the face of scientific findings, things like that. In the past, Steve is taking a look at Genesis 1 through 11, I should say 1, 11 through 2, 12 and 24 as well. And also 2 Peter 3, 8 and even Psalm 9, 4. So tonight I want to take a look a bit at Romans and Job just a bit. And, well, let's just say I'm very much looking forward to sharing with you again much of his writing tonight for Worldview Warriors. Romans 1:20 states this: for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. It's Romans 1:20. We also see in Job 12:7-10 this: but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you. Oh, let the fish in the sea inform you, which of all these does not know that the hand of God has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Steve has asked people to share with him scriptures that, well, would make people not just question the Bible per se, but scriptures that would make them say, okay, well, I don't know if there's such a thing as God creating in 6 days. They would say, we believe in evolution. And he's asking for them to really help him see your side of the argument, if you will. And he writes this: my assumption is that these passages are being used to show us that God wants us to ask nature about him and allow it to tell us things about the nature of God. He goes on to say, well, I believe we can glean a great deal from nature about our awesome creator. Well, at the same time, he writes, I don't believe either of these passages can be used this way if we care about context and proper application. Friends, it's strikingly reminiscent of previous things he's written on. Again, context is king. And unfortunately, for many people these days, they want to ignore context. So friends, this verse from Romans 1:20, it's often used by Christians to explain to an unbeliever that he or she is without excuse for their unbelief. Atheists and other unbelievers will say they find no evidence for the existence of a creator. But friends, the reality is the evidence is all around us. In fact, creation itself is the evidence for our creator. Please bear with me tonight. The universe is overflowing with an abundance of evidence for a creator, and more specifically, the God who left us his written word, the Bible. The complex and specific information found in each of our cells demands an unimaginably intelligent mind to have brought it about. Any other explanation, friends, it's, well, just straight up naive and maybe even silly. The fine-tuning of the universe for us to live right here on this planet is another example. Friends, the sophistication and remarkable adaptive abilities of life and the Earth itself are great examples. The amazing bodies we find in space and their breathtaking beauty. The list can go on and on and on. Friends, I am in awe of the world that is around us. Look, right now it is the fall while this is going on. I don't know about you, but the leaves this year are just incredible. I was sharing this with my wife just this afternoon. Maybe it was this morning. I don't remember. But I was just sharing with her, you know, I don't know if the leaves are just much more incredible this year, or maybe it's I've slowed down so much that I'm actually noticing them now. I think there might be some truth in both of them. It just, I've seen other people say how incredible the leaves are this year. It's just amazing. Animals, plants are just incredible. You know, maybe I'm a bit weird. I don't know. But I just think it is incredible. Human beings are certainly without excuse if they do not know in their hearts that they have a creator. Friends, I cannot understand how someone who would say there's no creator could say by looking at all this beauty and wonder to say, well, there's a purpose in it of some kind. I just don't see any other explanation than a creator. When taken in context, looking at the previous verses in Romans regarding Romans 1:20, we find that this verse is exactly what's being shared about tonight, a statement by the Lord on how no man or woman has a reason to reject him since they can see the evidence for him all around the world. It is incredible. These verses are not saying we can know all there is to know about God by looking at nature, by the way. It's obvious, I would hope, but for some it's not. We can at least see he is the creator, friends. He enjoys order. He has instituted laws that the universe operates by, and his power is eternally unlimited. For those that might say, well, no, those laws can be broken, blah, blah. Okay, look, I'm just going to pick one law of nature, and some people don't like this law of nature, and they don't like using this law of nature simply because it doesn't always produce what it should produce, if you will. For instance, you decide to have sex with another person of someone of the opposite sex. What is the likelihood of something happening? It's called a birth of a child being made inside of the mother. Friends, that's just one thing in creation. For a bad consequence, you hit your thumb with a hammer, it's going to hurt. That was there, put there by God, so that you wouldn't keep doing it over and over and damaging yourself over and over and over again. It was actually a gift of God. Friends, again, it is obvious, I would hope at least, that we see that there is a creator God just by the order of things. Again, looking at things around us, we can see that we can understand some things about the invisible or the unseen. Friends, Paul here is exclaiming the awesome and magnificent power of Almighty God and how necessary it is for him to have created with such eternal power. Let's just take a look at Matthew 7:7-8 right now. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Friends, with that, we see Jesus himself telling us that if we ask God, he will reveal himself to us. He doesn't say, look at the universe and ask the stars how old they are. Talk to rocks and see what they'll say about the origins of life. Friends, we don't need to do that. God himself has revealed such things to us in his word. Nature can add to our understanding, but it is far from the source of our understanding. Friends, the bottom line with this passage is that if an unbeliever claims there is no God, they are willfully being ignorant. There is no connection to universal common descent, deep time, or even science here. Friends, I'm going to dig into Job in just a bit. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Today, I'd like to encourage you to do a self-examination of your own life and answer some of these questions that I ask you today. Friends, if your child gets pregnant out of wedlock, who or what do you put your hope in? Could it be that you are putting your hope in something other than God Almighty? And if a family member ends up getting cancer or COVID, who or what do you ultimately put your hope in? And if someone you love loses their job, who or what do you put your faith, hope, and trust in? Dig more in this idea at our blog post titled, What Is Your Hope In?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
I have had a number of people ask me to give an update on how being in a health co-op has been for me and my family. Many people are now beginning to realize that expanding government-run programs, departments, and power is really nothing more than a huge loss of freedom and liberty. Still others want to expand the government's power and influence in the lives of individuals across our nation. And just one way people are struggling in this thought process is how one deals with their own or their family's healthcare. Well, dear listener, I'd like to challenge you in this whole thing and have a biblical worldview instead of a secular humanistic worldview and your mindset. You see, the choice really is up to you. Why not go find out more about this at my blog post titled, There Is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, my name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Been digging into the book of Romans, and now we'll dig a little bit into the book of Job as well. Romans 1:20 is where we started. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Again, taking a look there at Romans 1:20. And again, bottom line with that text and that passage is that if an unbeliever claims there's no God, really what's going on is they are being willfully ignorant. There's no connection to universal common descent, deep time, or even science. And Job here, Job 12:7-10, says, but ask the animals and they will teach you. Or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Again, out of the book of Job, chapter 12 there. This passage of Job, friends, many seem to say that don't want to really take the Bible at face value, that it's another example of God telling, even commanding us to use science to explain things about God. Now, I do think you can learn from nature quite a bit, actually. I find God's word to be the most revealing and most easily understood communication from God about, you know, who he is and what he's done. But the major issue with using this passage as a source for truth at all is that Job is speaking here, friends. This is simply a quote from a man who's trying to figure out why he's suffering so much and why is God allowing so much tragedy. He's responding to a friend who made some claims that Job found so elementary and so obvious. He's going to suggest that even the dumb animals can tell him better than his friend. And or he's saying that God is the one responsible for all that happens, good or bad, in our lives. Either way, friends, there is no way to connect this passage to the topic of origins. Since we're just quoting Job speaking here, we can't even say his words are true or wise, really. Job, a man, could be wrong, right? Job's response to him shows us, I should say God's response to him shows us that most likely the case in many great things. Here's the deal with allowing our study of nature to trump the clear teaching of the Word of God. Science is the study of the world around us. We can learn a great deal of things from these studies, freely admit it. We can learn how electricity works, how atoms work, how to clean a grease stain, how to build a sturdy structure, how to find water, how to build an internal combustion engine. I could go on and on and on. We can learn a lot from studying the world around us. However, friends, we're not talking about science in its true sense when we're discussing origins. Hang with me here. Origins is a worldview topic. Science cannot tell you where the earth came from, like it or not. It is impossible. Science cannot tell you when the world was formed. And again, it's impossible. Science cannot tell us how or where the first life forms existed on earth. There is no way to determine this. These are all things we will believe based on our worldview. Don't believe me? Science needs to be observable, testable, and repeatable. That's a scientific theory for it to actually work, and it needs to be over and over and over. There is no way to find out those things. Science cannot tell you when the world was formed. It's impossible because it was an event that happened and it's over. The only way someone would be able to know for certain is if someone was there, a human being, or God Almighty. And since we know God was there, well, you have to decide, do you trust him or not? Friends, the fact is that what we know today because of science, it will change tomorrow. What we think is right at the moment will likely change in the future. What evolutionists like to do is say, quote unquote, science when they mean universal common descent or some other unfounded, unprovable imagining in their mind. They want universal common descent in deep time to be settled and unquestionable so they can act like you're a fool or some sort of science denier. Especially if you want to think for yourself. But really, friends, this isn't true at all. They'll believe whatever it is that they believe at the moment. And they think you're a moron for disagreeing with them because, you know, quote unquote, all scientists agree. But won't bat an eye when 10 years down the road, they think something completely different. Now, I'm not picking on science whatsoever. I think science is great. But we need to remember, ideas from the minds of men are still ideas from the minds of men. Again, someone believe something. They believe that someone is some sort of a, again, moron, idiot, because a person believes what the evolutionists believed 10 years ago. It's a rather odd thing to watch. But the currently popular belief on origins from a secular standpoint is hardly a thing I would put my faith in. In fact, science I know that they believe now about origins will likely change in the future. I'm not sure what the point is. I rest on God's unfailing and changing word. It tells us things like how the world was created and how and when life was made. And a whole variety of other things that, well, to be honest, I find convincing and important. All this is to say that neither of these passages confirms universal common descent or deep time. In fact, neither of these passages has any connection to the topic at all. Again, friends, been sharing with you tonight out of a blog post written by my friend Steve Reisner. Do Romans and Job Support Evolution is the title of this blog post. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I do encourage you to go there, click the blog tab. You can find this. It was released on October 6th of this year. You can dig more into it there. I do want to thank the person who left the comment. Thanks again, Steve. I look forward to reading your blog, and I can read them without the immediate insulting comments by those who somehow are offended by what you say. Yet, though we all may not agree on everything, we have a common friend in Jesus, and if everything we say gets rejected, it's likely because there's been much rejection of him. Thanks again, and take care. Let's go check out John 15:18. So just understand, not only was Jesus rejected, we'll be rejected as well. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Thanks for taking time to tune in with me. You can find out more about the ministry at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Do want to direct you there when you get to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I want to direct you to find a number of resources that are available there for you to find more about. One of those resources is a book that we recently released. It's our very first novel that we released on Worldview Warrior Publishing. It's called Call to Arms, written by another one of our bloggers, C.A. Wolcott. Again, the very first novel we've released. Do encourage you to go check that out. It's not only available for a Kindle on paperback, it's also available in hardcover as well. Friends, the trumpet has sounded. A declaration of war and the need for soldiers to answer the call is greater than ever. This deadly war is not between two nations of state and politics, but between opposing powers of hidden realms. When a small church youth group clashes with a satanic gang at Psylocke City Park, James Proctor is the first to answer the call to arms. But quickly, he discovers this battle is far bigger than he can handle all alone. Peter Saxon also hears the call but wants nothing to do with it until the war gets personal. When he starts having visions of an epic medieval battle and is recruited by both sides, he realizes just how high the stakes truly are and that neutrality in this war is not an option. Before he and those he loves are caught in the crossfire, he must choose a side, but which one will he choose? Again, written by Charlie Wolcott, Call to Arms. It's available in paperback, on Kindle, and in hardcover as well. You can find this at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We have many other resources available there as well, not just our books, but we also have our blog posts, podcast available for you to find there. And again, some of you might be wondering, what in the world is Worldview Warriors? Well, Worldview Warriors is a group of godly leaders and musicians passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and even grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. Again, we invest in students, not just through a blog post, but Fastcast, this weekly radio show, our podcast as well, discipleship through and through, friends. Again, my name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And you know what? We'll see you next time. You don't know me now, you don't know me now. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.